Retailers have good reason to be optimistic about back-to-school shopping this year thanks to a stronger job market and lower gas prices. But brick-and-mortar stores in many states say they still need an annual sales tax holiday to lure shoppers getting ready for fall classes. Kayomi Getz of our member station WSHU reports.
Marcella Ryan and her 8-year-old daughter Megan are at a Gymboree Kids clothing store in Stamford, Connecticut. They're looking at a black and white dress.
Would you wear this for school?
Probably.
The mother presses her soon-to-be third grader for a little more feedback.
What do you like about it?
I like that it has, like, the zipper in the back.
Okay. You can't wear this. This is not too short, right?
I don't think so.
Okay.
The Ryan family is visiting from Virginia. The week before, they also shopped during their own state's back-to-school sales tax holiday. Like Connecticut, Virginia is one of 17 states that have an annual tax-free shopping event before the start of school. Each state has its own rules and tax rates. The holidays can last one weekend to a full week, with some starting in late July and others holding off until September. Shopper Marcella Ryan says she's a fan, even if stores are more crowded.
I think tax holidays are a good idea because you're saving at the end of the day and you're able to buy more.
Back-to-school shopping is a $26 billion a year business nationwide. This year, the National Retail Federation says families will spend an average of $670. That's up 5% over last year. Craig Sherman is with the NRF. He says with sales tax rates at 5 to 10%, a temporary break doesn't compare to a typical store promotion of 20 or 30% off, but it's still effective because customers appreciate the help.
They love it. There's a psychological impact that goes far beyond the amount of money involved.
And brick-and-mortar stores say having a tax-free holiday helps them better compete with online retailers, many of whom don't have to collect state taxes. But a lot of economists are skeptical. Liz Malm with the Tax Foundation, a research group, says the tax holidays don't make a difference.
Many studies find that consumers are buying what they would have bought anyway, but just doing it at a different time.
The first sales tax holidays began in the 1980s. Malm says they've stuck around because they're politically popular. But support may be eroding. North Carolina ended its back-to-school sales tax holiday this year as part of an overall tax reform. Republican State Representative John Soka was one of the bill's sponsors. He says for a dozen years, taxpayers were basically subsidizing retailers' advertising. This is the first year without the holiday. He says retailers in his town of Fayetteville are still offering huge discounts.
You know, a sales tax incentive on top of a sales like that isn't really going to spur somebody to go buy something.
Instead, Soka says lawmakers were able to use that $13 million to reduce other taxes. Holiday supporters say the repeal just sent shoppers across the state line to South Carolina during that state's holiday.
That's cute. I need a whole outfit. But you know I'm not.
Get the pants.
I'm not paying full price though.
Back in the shopping mall in Connecticut, Herlene Lucian is school shopping for her daughter, who's about to start kindergarten.
I usually come right here to these two racks that says 60% off.
Lucian says she doesn't give her state's tax-free holiday much thought. She saves money by buying off-season throughout the year.
For people that like wait till last minute, I think it might be helpful for them, but I don't wait till last minute.
Connecticut's tax-free holiday is among the most generous. The state forgoes taxes on clothes and shoes priced up to $300. Lucian says that might convince her to buy a more expensive item, like a pair of sneakers or boots. For NPR News, I'm Kayomi Getz.